Phone Boy Speaks, episode 564, The Product and Your Privacy.
If you've been paying attention to the Apple and Google and some of these other companies, you'll realize that Apple has been making a big deal, especially lately, about privacy and how what the things that they are doing to protect the private data and the privacy of the users who use their products. And I think that's important for a lot of reasons. But the fundamental reason, which I found an article that actually talked about this, but it's something that makes nothing but sense to me, is because I'm a regular Agenda listener and I'm very aware of who the product is in any given transaction, because that fundamental assumption really change, you know, that changes how and what a company can do, right? Is because of where their interests lie. So, for example, Google has made its money, and they still make their money primarily this way, by selling your data, right? Or your an aggregate, of course, to advertisers, and then they serve ads based on your data, and your data may be your searches, your emails, and you essentially use all of these services that Google can collect your information in, and then they need to have that information easily accessible to support their business model, and so they're not going to be as privacy conscious, or they can't be, because again, you are not the customer of Google, really. You're the product. The people they make money from are advertisers, and that's so you're not, in a lot of cases, you're not paying for Google services. You might be, but you're paying such a ridiculously low money just so that you are in the Google ecosystem, and then Google makes the real money somewhere else. So that's why Google's able to offer 100 gigabytes of data storage for $1.99 a month, because they're storing a lot of your data anyway. So why not make it available to you? And then, by the way, they could potentially index that data and sell you ads based on it. So it's kind of it's kind of creepy when you think about it. But if you look at Google's business model, that's how they make money. And so now Apple, on the other hand, they do have an advertising business, but it's a very small part of their offering. Primarily, where they make their money is people buying their products, right? And they're physical products. So they're either Macs or iPhones, or in some, people buy both in some cases. There's some other ancillary Apple products as well, but primarily it's the iPhones and maybe iPads as well. And Macs, that's where they make the majority of their money. And so since they are a hardware maker, right, and the people that are buying their products are they're people, they don't really gain a lot of benefit as a company from having access to your data. And I think they've started to realize this. They've been making a big deal lately about how Apple cares about the privacy of your data and you. And so they can actually design services in such a way that it actually protects your privacy, because since they're making money from you, right, the people buying their products, they don't have to keep the data accessible. And so they can design products and services around their hardware that are actually maintain your privacy. So for example, there's some services they kind of have to not encrypt the data, like email obviously at some point they have to display it to you, so they have to store it. They may not store it encrypted, and that's just a practical thing, right? But things like iMessage, right, they designed it in a way so that they never see the data, right, and they don't need to, because it's all Apple stuff, and they're using public key cryptography, and if you read through their security document, it looks like they're doing a very good job, right? It's the way a third party would have designed something, and third parties do use methods like that, and they have no reason to see anything that you're doing in iMessage, and so they can simply take whatever steps they need to make sure it's actually encrypted and safe. On the other hand, if you're looking, the same thing with the fingerprint scanner on iOS, right? Apps don't really need access to it. In fact, nothing can access the data. They've designed it in a way so that you can only write stuff to it, and there's other, and I guess you can other apps can will eventually be able to use the the fingerprint scanner to validate that it's the user that's currently doing something, right? And so it's they don't need access to the data specifically. They just need a yes no answer. And so and Apple is able to design again all of the products and services around their hardware, which is again where they make their money. They can use the fact that they can, because their business model is not about you as a product, they're able to be more private. They're able to because it serves their interest, right? And in fact, with all the stuff around Edward Snowden and government spying and all this stuff, it's actually great marketing for Apple. They can use it as an advantage that really no other company at this point can do, because in the transaction, again, you are the customer of Apple, whereas with Google and perhaps Microsoft to an extent, you are not the customer really. You are the product, and so again, Microsoft less so because they actually sell software, but with some of their public services, I'm not sure where they fall on the continuum, but definitely Google has made all their money on selling advertising. So they can make a different set of assumptions. So I think, maybe Microsoft now can be in a position where they can start doing stuff like Apple, because they can control the whole stack. They bought Nokia's handset business, and so they've definitely got some time to build that kind of an ecosystem where they could potentially challenge Google, and they can legitimately offer privacy as part of their offering, because they can make money on the entire stack. So Google has set themselves up not to, and so Google is never ever going to be as privacy conscious, because they simply can't afford to do it. They're making money off advertising. Really, they're not making money off of you as a user. So there you go. And read this article. I think it's fantastic and goes into this in more detail than I did. But that's why Apple can care about your privacy, but maybe Google cannot really.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.